They say music is life, so I give them the Chacha Music Review Podcast. Turned up the volume, gave them the time of their lives. They said they wanted new artists, I gave them the Chacha Spotlight Series. They wanted deep music conversations, I plugged them into the Chacha Let's Talk Music Series. They are crazy about the hitmakers, so I hit them with the Chacha Hitmakers Series. And for the albums I know they shouldn't miss, I bless them with the Chacha Album Review Series. I created the Chacha EP Compilation Series, so they will have a taste of the best of EPs. They should tell their friends. You should let your family know. We should let everyone who cares about African music know. Afrosanova is back in the game. And you can catch me every Saturday amplifying the African sounds by bringing the best of African music to your ears. I am your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. And this is the Chacha Music Review Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Chacha Nation, my name is Afrosanova, your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. I am back with another episode of the Chacha EP Compilation Series on the Chacha Music Review Podcast. Today, I'll be talking about six EPs. Yes, six EPs, which is something I've actually never done before, right? But like I said, the energy plenty. So without wasting much of your time, let me get down to today's business. The first EP I'll be talking about is coming from Lil Kesh, and this EP is titled Rhythm and Tunes. The EP was released on the 21st of July 2023, and the EP features Znoliski, Chike, Joe Boy, Young John, and the production credits goes to Baby Beats, Emoji Beats, Reward Beats, Nipkiss, Young John, Smiley, and SB. Now, the EP has six tracks, and it contains, two hit singles which was released way ahead before the EP dropped. The first single is titled Don't Call Me, which features Znoliski, and the second one is titled Vanilla Bugatti, which is one of my favorite songs on the EP. Now, the song that actually led me to discover this EP is titled Ayawa, the remix, which features Chike. Now, this song, the original version was actually released as a single before, and then now he did a remix with Chike and put it on the EP. I did a review of this song on the fourth or fifth episode of the Chacha Music Review series. I can't remember which of those episodes, but I did. But this was the song that actually led me to discover this EP. And when I listened to the EP, I'm like, I mean, this is a decent effort coming from Lil Kesh. We all know that Lil Kesh has been trying to maintain his status, right? But it's been difficult for him to maintain that status, especially with the new cats coming out day by day, right? So Lil Kesh is one of those artists that a lot of people do not really give attention to these days. That is why I figured out, if you've been a fan of Lil Kesh from day one, right, then this EP is something that you should check out and listen to, that just to show you that Lil Kesh still makes good music. This is a very good EP. Rhythm and Tunes is the name of the EP, so you can check it out. The next EP I'll be talking about is coming from Young L, who is now known as Yardman. Yes, which happens to be the name of his debut album, Yardman King Size. Yes, that's the name of this debut album. Young Girl, anyway, has changed his name from Young Girl to Yardman King. Has changed his name from Young Girl to Yardman. He still goes by the alias, aka Mr. Mali on Deck. So, in case you are wondering, who is Young Girl? Who is Yardman? Still that same Mr. Mali on Deck. Now, the six track EP was released on the 18th of August 2023. And it also featured the remastered version of his breakout singles, SOS. Yes, that is the name of the song that, broke out Yardman. Now, the EP features just one artist, and the name of the artist is Olilanda. And she was featured on the song titled Me She Wants, which is on that dope song, on the EP. The EP was produced by Cloud Beats, Chopsticks, Soja Beats, and Yardman himself. As a matter of fact, he did, the major production on the EP, and every song was well produced. The EP started with this song titled Looking For Me, and this is a dancehall song that was laced with some swanky guitar and some heavy drum rolls. And trust me, for those of you or for those of us that have been asking, where is young girl, where Mr. Mali on Deck, where in Wakago, this song is a perfect song that answers all the questions that you have been asking about young girl, who now goes by the name Yardman, right? Now, like I said, this is a very, very, decent EP. My favorite songs on this EP are Looking For Me and Motions. Trust me, those songs are perfect. Go listen to this EP and trust me, you will not be disappointed. The next EP I'm talking about is coming from Dremu, and this EP is titled No Pressure. Now, again, just like I don't want to say just like Lukesh or just like Yardman, because Dremu's case is a bit different. It came out on that Davido and he was busting the rap scene and everybody was going, Dremu, yeah, the next quote unquote rap messiah, somebody that'll say rap, take rap to the next level, and then all of a sudden we don't hear anything again. The music just dry, singles, maybe one single or two singles in a year, and everything just went off like that. Now, this is not to take anything away from his ability. His ability to deliver is always on point. Anytime he drops a song, is most often than not, he kills the song. So nobody say the guy no sabi, or nobody say the music no dey in body. Now just consistency, not be the problem. But anyway, on the 27th of July, 2023, Dremu released this 5-track EP titled No Pressure. And I noticed two things on this EP. The first thing that I noticed is Dremu is a fucking good singer. I mean, if I didn't know him before and I was listening to this EP, like this is my first introduction into him, I will honestly think he's a singer. Maybe rapping is just an added advantage. But no, not rapper. But the way he takes sing on top of this EP, especially these two songs titled Doing and Pick Up. No, it killed it, trust me. It definitely killed it. That is not to say that he didn't rap on this EP. What's the name of the first track titled My Way? He dropped some bars there, and also on the song titled Only Pass, which features Wonder Batting. He also, dropped some rap flows, on that also. Like I said, all in all, this is a very, very good, EP coming from Dremu. Something you will listen to and you definitely, enjoy. Now, I said I noticed two things on this EP, right? So the second thing I noticed is the fact that he's now under his own imprint, which is known as Codename, and he also has a deal with Empire. Yeah. Now, the next EP I'll be talking about is coming from Benjans and Dremu, and this EP is titled Tunnel Vision. Yes, it is a collaborative, project. And remember when I was talking about the ability of Dremu to deliver? As a matter of fact, if you are looking for Dremu the rapper, that rapper where I don't talk, say rap messiah, this EP is what you should listen to. Huh, man, a fucking fuck, like it was like a beast was released. When I listened, I'm like, yeah, now the Dremu why not be this, now the Dremu why don't define be this, because the way he rapped on this EP, oh my god, nah, he killed it. The EP was released on the 20th of August, which means Dremu dropped two body of work within the space of 2 months. The first one was in July, the second one was in August. Now, if he can maintain this momentum, eh, we let Chineke unagono say Dremu sabi. Now, if you're a fan of rap, or you want to enjoy rap music, or you are trying to listen to rap, Nigerian rap music for the first time, trust me, take this EP and you will not feel disappointed. Once again, the name of the EP is titled Tunnel Vision. The next EP I'll be talking about also happens to be a rap EP coming from a rapper. His name is Check, or the way we used to call him, Superboy Check. And this EP is titled Checkmate. The EP was released on the 27th of July 2023, and I have to say I was impressed, to be honest. I was very impressed. This is a very, very decent effort coming from him. The EP had two hit singles, which is Shine and Hustler, which features Fireboy. But for me, and for anybody who don't listen to this EP, or anybody who will listen to this EP and you get good ear for music, you will know that the best song on this EP is the song titled Sunflower, which features Crayon. That song, perfect, 100 over 100. That is, for me, the best song on the EP. In terms of production, this 6-track EP, I would say, is probably one of the best produced body of work coming from Check. If there was one thing he got right on this EP, it was his beat selection, which for me, I felt like that was one of the things that didn't really make his debut album, titled Bravo, that didn't really make it work. Because some of the beat selection, especially for a trap artist, you know, to go. But for this EP, it doing well. Although I no go lie, you, there's still one song that I didn't really feel. Not to say the song is a bad song, but I just didn't really enjoy the way I enjoyed every other song, you know, on the album. The song is titled Way Too Young. I didn't really enjoy the way I enjoyed every other song on the album. But aside from that, this is a good comeback effort from Czech. Hopefully, it doesn't disappear on us again. Now, this next EP I'll be talking about is coming from an artist, you know, that I would naturally not listen to. I remember when people used to ask me, or when somebody asked me some couple of years ago and said, Afistonova, what do you enjoy most, you know, about your podcast? And I told them, aside from the fact that I introduce people to new African sound, it also gives me the opportunity and the chance to also discover new artists and new African sound. And that is the beauty of this, my podcast. That is why me personally, I enjoy it. Because this EP, what I want to talk about, coming from this artist that goes by the name Cade. This EP is titled Emotions. Normally, a normal me, no go listen to this EP. But thanks to Chacha EP compilation series, I discovered this EP and I listened to it. And I have to say, Cade is a good R&B artist. Yes, I know some of you might know him, or some of you will know that his song, Jolly Jolly, Jolly Jolly, yes, if you would know that song, Gabi. But what if I tell you, say that when I listen to this EP, now I find out, say, now I also sing that song with it, they call Annabella. That song that goes like this. Baby, waiting soap, oh, touch my waking pot, oh, make them throw me poncho. Well, I really don't know the lyrics of the song, but I sure you guys know the song that I'm talking about. Yeah, Cade was the one that sang the song. And obviously, those are the two, you know, 8 songs on the EP. But for me, the two best songs that I enjoy most on the EP is song titled People and Jara. Trust me, those songs are perfect. Like I said, this is a very good EP. The name of the EP is titled Emotions. You guys should check it out. Trust me, you're going to enjoy it. This is a very good, you know, R&B EP. I enjoyed it more than, you know, I expected. So I'm sure you guys are also going to enjoy it. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Chacha Nation, I have come to the end of another episode of the Chacha EP compilation series on the Chacha Music Review Podcast. Till I come here with another episode of the Chacha Music Review Podcast, my name will always remain Afis Donova, your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. Remember, in everything that you do, keep the energy, keep it 100, and keep it positive. Peace out. Give me the cha-cha gang, watch my body, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang, cha-cha gang. Watch my body.